It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 631. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. This show is also sponsored by Malwarebytes Tech Bench Toolset, an all-in-one package of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure your Windows PCs. Some administrative stuff? You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. Jam-packed show. I have so much to talk about. We're going to spend a couple minutes on the Equifax data breach and the aftermath. We're going to talk about CCleaner and the problems where you got to have the latest version if you're running CCleaner or CCleaner Cloud. And then the rest of the show is my attempt to highlight last weekend's DC Unconvention 2017. I have some notes. It's going to be at a high level. Before you email me, we did not have the budget and the opportunity to record audio and video of any session. We just don't have it. It's not available. So the way you're going to have to get anything is listen to the podcasters that were there as we spread the word and talk about some of the content. I want to give a big, big thank you to everybody who attended and everybody who presented, but especially Corey Fruitman and Matt Rodella for doing a tremendous job of steering the ship and staying at the helm and making this all work. A lot of effort went in to putting it all together, and the content, I think we hit a grand slam. I think everybody came away with something and learned something, so it was tremendous. You're going to look forward to me speaking of that. So how about some shows where you can actually mark some dates down that I have scheduled, and some that still yet to be scheduled? I'm going to have some guests on three different shows coming up. So let's start with Thursday night, October 19th, Michael Sherwood and Alex Smith. Michael Sherwood is the senior director at Malwarebytes, and Alex Smith is the technical product manager of Technician Services. They will be on my show live October 19th from the California headquarters of Malwarebytes. We're going to talk about whatever they want. And it's probably going to be their new products and some new releases, which I'm going to cover a little bit at a high level tonight. They're going to hang around in the post show for questions in the chat. You are going to want to be part of that. If you're listening to this and you normally are not live, if you are free October 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you are going to want to make an effort to join us live, because having Michael, having Alex part of the show, you're going to love it. That whole show is dedicated to Malwarebytes. In November, we are scheduling another show, and it's Michael Sherwood from Malwarebytes, but we're not going to talk about Malwarebytes, and Devin Berthoff from DCB Technology, LLC. I met Devin, and to me, Devin was the ultimate points guru on manipulating and using your credit card in different ways to leverage your and maximize your points. Until I watched him square off against Michael from Malwarebytes, who was just at a level we dream of being at, for having the ultimate in points. in terms of how to use it, how to do it. When I seen this, I asked the two of them, can you join me on a show? And we're just going to talk about how to manipulate the points, how to really maximize using your credit cards. That show, I can't wait for it. Third show, Lori Tishnai from Chicago, Computer Concepts USA. She does computer training, corporate and company training on applications and systems. She's going to be on the show with me. We don't have a date yet. We're going to talk about tips for Outlook, Word, and Excel. So these are three future shows that are on the horizon, and then including all of them, my normal, you know, send me your emails, send me your questions and problems. So we'll mix everything in on the other shows, but those three shows, they're going to be the dedicated topics. So we got Malware Bytes, the points, and then tips on Excel, Word, and Outlook. Now, Equifax, very simple. For the Equifax breach, Michael Sherwood did an outstanding job. If you own Malware Bytes, or if you have any of their products and you were on their mailing list, you would have received this link this week. And this is Equifax Aftermath, how to protect against identity theft. And you're going to see a list of what to do. I'm going to highlight very quickly and things that I have been telling my clients that you have to do. He has all of the information for contacting the credit bureaus to freeze your credit. You have to do that. If you're asking, wow, I wonder if I'm breached, guess what the answer is? It's yes. They have your data, and it was 100% compromised. If you applied for credit or did a loan at all for anything, your information, your social security number, your address, possibly credit card information is in the hands of bad guys. So we have to be vigilant in locking down to protect our identity. And that's freezing your credit. That's one. Two, two-factor authentication. And this actually leads into something here real quick. iOS 11, as I installed that, they're really pushing two-factor authentication. That's where when you are logging into your bank or to anything important, anything financial related, you need to turn this on where not only do you enter a really good password, but you also will get a text message with a code that you now have to enter. That's two-factor authentication. You have to do this. Third, real important, notifications. You have to go and to your bank, to any credit cards, and get notifications turned on and be more frequent. A text message, anything over $25 that's happening in your bank. You have to do that. So this way you know what's going on. Wait, there's a charge coming. Did I do that? Did my wife do that? This is how we protect our information, or we will be in a better position to react faster when it does happen. There's lots of other information like file your taxes early. That's because you're going to see multiple fraudulent returns and you want to be the first one in. It's very important to go over that list, follow it, do what you can. You're going to protect yourself. Second item is a security notification for CCleaner and CCleaner Cloud. Hackers hid malicious code in CCleaner. If you are running CCleaner, you need to uninstall it and install the latest version. That's it. Hackers got it. They penetrated CCleaner. And I'm putting two links in the chat. These links will be in the show notes. Really, tonight, there might be a couple other links, but the main links are it's going to be the Equifax Aftermath data breach, what's happening and what you do to protect your information from malware bytes. And then the second is CCleaner. I have two articles that you want to just get the latest version. I use the portable version only. The rest of tonight's show is just about the unconvention. So we start off with the PodNote keynote, which I was part of. Matt Rodella started it. Actually, Marvin B. kind of emceed it. This is the summary of what I believe was the message and what resonated with me. Email your clients. I don't email my clients. And that's something that was my biggest takeaway. I don't have a newsletter. I only email a client when they email me. That's wrong. Taking advantage of like this Equifax data breach where you can give some tips to your client and get in front of them again. What a great opportunity. We're doing this. Email the clients once a month. Keep them up to date on what you did. Tell them what you're going to do. Give them updates on what's going on, latest trends, security, protection, ransomware, viruses, breaches. Break down a list of how our retainer clients are covered and taken care of versus break-fix clients that need a list of things to do. My son and I was there. We took what we were hearing and then applied it to ourselves because communication is how you communicate your value to your current customers, and you're going to keep them. Communication is king. One of the big, big items is email. Are you emailing your clients? Be careful to not email them too much because I know I don't like that. Don't be that annoying company who keeps emailing you. So this lends into a session that I did not attend, but my son attended. This session was on marketing, and it's amazing that something my son is beginning to do, everybody loved, and it was a takeaway in that session, and it's have a voicemail campaign. So we have selected certain industries that we want to attack in our area and get more clients. So we just go online. It's easy to find, you know, put a couple zip codes in and find, I don't know, let's say doctor's offices or real estate agents. And let's pick on real estate agents. So every realtor in my area, we want to contact. So we put that list together. And then what my son will do at night, like around 6 p.m., 7 p.m., but not after 9 p.m. So like 7 o'clock, he will begin calling and have a 30 to 60 second commercial that basically announces who we are, where we are, and how to get a hold of us, and leaves the voicemail message. You're not going to be scared. If you're afraid of doing cold calls like me, I hate doing, I love talking, but you know, I hate that first cold call. So what my son will do is leave that voicemail. You know, we've picked up clients. That's pretty cool. Great marketing tip, a voicemail campaign. Partnerships with your vendors. It is very important to have and create a partnership. It's also back into that communication. One of the things in order to keep your clients that I talked about for 10 minutes was establishing that partnership with your client. Also, not only just a partnership, but surpassing their expectations. And you got to do that on a consistent level. Yeah, it's hard. We have to keep doing that. So partnerships with vendors, referral services. There's lots of referral organizations around that you can go to and participate in and get referrals for your business. I operate on word of mouth referrals. So let's get them from other people. Branding. Do you have shirts when you walk in with your name on it, the company name and logo? Nice business cards. Having marketing materials. That's something I don't do. I don't have a lot of swag, and I gotta invest more in. I'm going to give you a great example. How many laptops do you work on and they bring a laptop to you and they don't have a bag? Send them back home or to their office with a bag that says MHS Consulting, my company name. There's lots of great little ideas. I think if you think about it, point the finger back at yourself and look, what would make sense based on what I'm doing for the clients? Invest in a little swag. I'm not doing that at all. And that's something I really need to start addressing. And this is all part of the marketing. Postcards, Google AdWords, Facebook. So you got it. Some of you need to embrace social media. I'm not good at embracing social media, which is, isn't that funny? Being a podcaster, I don't have the time to get on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. You have to make time. Read the following books. This is notes from my son here. Gift Your Way to the Top, and another book, Blue Ocean Strategy. And then this one, I do this one, take your biggest clients to lunch. I have a client, when I go down, so every few months, there's a couple people in the warehouse, they love when I visit because I'm buying a lunch, usually at two of these great sandwich places, one or the other, I'll take turns on, that even I want to have. They see me and they light up. The guys in the warehouse light up. They light up. There's maybe like six, seven employees, but that's what you want. Your big clients, Christmas time, you need to have those great gifts for your clients. And they don't have to be that expensive. I have incredible cookie trays for my biggest clients, and that goes over so great. You got to keep stroking your retainer clients and keep them retainers. And you got to show them that you appreciate them. There was a productivity session. What are everybody's challenges? And it seems like hourly rates, something I've learned is I charge way, way too less. My rates need to increase. And we're going to talk about that when we get to the pricing section. Something I'm lacking in is a ticketing and billing system. And yes, I met with some listeners who have beaten me up, like Jason, on software I should be using. And I know, and it was great meeting with you. And Jason brought his wife. It was a lot of fun, and especially meeting some listeners that I have not met, and then making the connection on what their emails were, and then it was tremendous. Documentation in place, have checklists, how to set up a new system, and then, of course, invoicing and capturing things better. This is from the summary of the productivity session, which my son and I didn't even attend, but we gave summaries of these sessions that we were doing. Dave Greenbaum and I hosted the pricing session, and everybody charges different things. I'm going to give you my takeaways for my business. There was a couple people that have zones, and they charge for travel based on what zone they're in. And I love that because it almost sounds like, well, you're in zone two, I'm in zone three, or, you know, zone one, and our fee for zone two is that, and make it like that's what it is. Raising your price is hard, but it's easy if you're starting out with a new client. We now have new pricing structure for any new client. This is the new price. This is the new retainer price. Some people raise their price every year, just as a matter of course. I do not, and I have to start doing that. I got to find that gentle way to increase the price. Some people are just residential. I'm not. I do businesses, but I also do residential that are associated with the business. Or maybe I'm getting residential referrals from someone else because they're a friend. I will do that because that can lead to greater opportunities. So I take advantage of every opportunity, whether it be residential or not. I'm not a company that would dare think of advertising on Craigslist. That's not my client. That's not what I want. I don't want to be beat up to charge $30 an hour when my rate is four times that. I don't want to have that conversation. I remember having someone from Facebook, a referral, that I called them. I told them my rate. And they're like, oh my God, I want to pay $10 an hour. I said, good luck. You're not going to get any help at $10 an hour, or I wouldn't trust it. You're not even going to be able to walk it. Matter of fact, my rate is less than Geek Squad or Staples. So I absolutely have to fine tune my rates. I have not raised my price. It hurts when you have employees now and I have more expenses and there's more administrative costs. I haven't been accounting for that. So what do you put into your price? We deep dive that. Is everybody looking at everything to look at the real costs of everything? If you take credit cards, did you just globally raise everything 5% because you're getting nailed on those fees? Things to think about. My son attended video marketing. I did not have a chance to see this. And here's his notes. 53% are more likely to show up in Google search if you have videos on your website. How to avoid bad videos. Have a clear message. Quality sound and audio. Keep it short and to the point. Types of video. Onboarding videos for new clients. What a great idea to do a little welcome video, have it on the website, and give a new client the link, welcoming them to the MHS Consulting family. What a great idea. Have a little video with my son and I. My brain hurts from everything that I was taken away from the unconvention. I mean, by Sunday, I thought my brain was going to explode. There was so much overwhelming information. And then I'm talking and I'm interacting with everybody. How-to videos, product demo videos, and tutorial videos for current clients. Webinars, interview videos for prospects. Videos about your company on your website. Use lighting, and any desktop light is fine. Make sure you have one on both sides and use a mic for better sound. I don't have lights coming at me at both sides here, which would probably get rid of the shadows and all of the white glare that I'm getting from my monitors. I have not done a good job on the lighting. I know that. Malwarebytes held multiple sessions and also presented. They have a mobile app for Android. They have a free and then they have a paid version, which is only $11. Do it. My son Ryan added the Malwarebytes app and you get 30 days free. He thought he was malware free. Last night, it found 3 malware items on his Android phone. There's the anti-bundleware. This is sort of like an advanced unchecky that Malwarebytes has. It's in beta right now. Anti-scam is available for Chrome, and it prevents pop-up scams and extensions. You know those pop-ups, call this number or whatever? Malwarebytes anti-scam extension for Chrome. They're testing it in Chrome. We want to see that in all the browsers. Endpoint protection. Malwarebytes, that's their higher end that can manage everything from a single pane of glass in the cloud. For companies, they are working on a single pane of glass for us technicians and consultants that have multiple clients that want to manage their Malwarebytes keys and have access to easily purchase, easily renew them, get reports from the cloud. They are working on this. And that I want to see so desperately. All of us want to see that, to be able to have an account and have that single pane in the cloud. So important. We want this so badly. How do you get all this? How do you get access to this? Well, that's why Malwarebytes is a sponsor of the Mike Tech Show. They have the TechBench toolset. That's how. You sign up. The link is in the show notes. And you get access to these incredible utilities and get a sneak peek at what's coming. This is what you want. You know me. I don't talk about anything that I don't love or personally use. That TechBench tool set is required for anybody who works for me on their USB stick. You have to have it. We use it all the time. Client in my home office today, they bought Malwarebytes online, but they had trouble installing it because something else was going on their system. So they had an email with their key. She brought her laptop over. She attempted to deinstall Malwarebytes, but I don't know if you know, there's a special removal tool for that that properly removes it. He ran that from the tool set, downloaded the latest version of Malwarebytes, opened up her email, put the code in, boom, worked. Great. Beautiful. It's because we also were able to get more information on her system using the tool set. So they spent a lot of time talking about that. And I also spent time in one of the sessions where I probably monopolized Alex's time. Yeah, as Taz put, Malwarebytes is in need of more software engineers. They have so many projects and so many things that they need to work on. I said, anything that they were talking about, was there anything that I'm not allowed to mention? And they said, no. So something that I did not know, do you know the guy who wrote CombiFix works for Malwarebytes? Yeah. There's a few employees that we're learning that Malwarebytes is grabbing up some, I believe, smart, great talent. That's how you build a business. You need smart people working for you. And I like the direction and I like what they're doing. Yes, they're a sponsor. I like what they're doing. You got to have the right tools for networking analysis. Stay tuned for a PDF of all the tools and links that we worked about. As a matter of fact, I hosted that session and went around the room and made everybody come up with some things that they use and they like, and we beat it up and talked about it. And I definitely went over my time, and I think everybody enjoyed it. It was really fun on Sunday at this one session. I sort of kicked off the beginning of what led into the AMA session, which is Ask Me Anything, which then had all the presenters. But I sort of warmed up the crowd with talking about tools. I demonstrated Newt Professional, the tool that I use anytime I go in to a new client, and I get a nice network analysis of what's there. You got to know what's there and then plan where do they want to go, and then identify the gaps to get from A to B, and then let the client prioritize it. You put a budget to it, and that's how you partner with your clients. I went over that utility, and it just spawned a great conversation. And Joe from Fort Wayne, Indiana, was the scribe in putting all the links together. I have not received that, but as soon as I do, I will absolutely include that in the very next show and have it for you to download so you can take a look. Now, is every utility for you? No. But there's utilities I never heard of that I'm hearing for the first time, and go for a test drive. Check it out. This is what you want to do. There's so much more that you cannot experience unless you're at the unconvention. And the details for this, I'm giving you a very high level, just an overview of all of the different sessions and talks. It's so much that I believe whatever the price was, it didn't matter, because you're going to get something out of it. I'm going to make way more than what was put into this. Just some of the tips that are invaluable for your business and you want to grow your business. This is how you increase your skill set. But also, there's no way you're doing everything 100% right. Or we are all leaving money on the ground. We got to learn how to go and pick it up. That's it. We got to convert this to pick it up. That's it for tonight's show, which was the Equifax data breach, CCleaner, get that latest version, and then the summary of the unconvention. Look for the future shows where I'm going to have guests. If you purchase anything from Amazon, please continue to use my link, amazon.mikenation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to help support the show. I really appreciate it. Again, amazon.mikenation.net. My other affiliates, Fabs Auto Backup, 6 Pro, Tech Site Builder, and the Computer Business Kit version 3. Please support my sponsors, Instant House Call, instanthousecall.com, or use the link on miketechshow.com, and of course, Malware Bites. That's it for tonight's show. Thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. No show next week. So the next show, Thursday night, October 5th. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.